This is the first time listening to us. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome to our podcast.
So, what month are we in?
We're in April. Mm-hmm. And that is a particular month where we bring awareness to SA. So, it's SA Awareness Month. Yeah. And if we have to abbreviate that due to won't be able to probably share this if we don't. So, and with that being said, there's been a lot going on within our area, a lot going on within the United States that we need to do a little session here, you know?
Yeah, we need to have a little come to Jesus meeting, okay?
For those that need to
bring it back, let's just have that come to Jesus meeting.
I don't know what you're saying, but no thanks on that. I think we just need to do a come together and like cut the fucking bullshit. That's where I'm at. And the way I've been describing it to you is that I am past mad and past pissed off. I am enraged. I'm like rage.
So yeah. Pissed. So here's the thing is a lot of people look at us and they're like, these women, they're just so pissed. They're so
Fire
emotional.
Women, so, yeah.
Bitter, they're so this, they're so yeah. that, they're
Crazy.
So this. Well, let me tell you, who remembers the Me Too movement? Who remembers what happened and what just got overturned? Because there are things that are getting just like slid right under the rug. You know, nobody's paying attention to it.
So
let's just be real.
I think even if you guys are new, just as of this year, we always have this thing, I guess, at the beginning of the year because we don't like having goals, but we like reaching to our potential. And this, we really, with things that have occurred previously and that are currently occurring, we need to hold people accountable. Mm-hmm. Accountability, that is like our huge thing. And especially during this time and with hearing and knowing how many people this have affected. And I just know personally how I felt. So can't speak for everybody, but I could just imagine it was just a big slap in women's faces and a big just like loss, I guess.
And those that are lost and confused, okay?
Ugh.
So just recently, Weinstein.
Yeah, if you don't know who that is, look him up. He's a horrible person.
So over 100 women came forward saying that different various...
Occasions.
He SA'd hundreds of women. He was sentenced in California, and he was sentenced in New York. And in New York, these little judges...
He was supposed to be serving in New York first, and he was.
Long story short, it got overturned. Can you imagine those survivors and how they feel right now? Can you imagine how those that finally were able to, through the Me Too movement, step up and say, this happened to me?
Or maybe there could have been situational things where there were people who were getting ready to come forward.
Right.
With not just him, but any situation that they've gone into. 'Cause you can't be stepping into shoes for other people like that. Like, that is something that is hard. You when your time is right to come forward and tell your story, what happened, like, that's when you're ready, when you have that capacity to do that. Nobody can tell you that. And the fact that this isn't the first person who's getting away with it.
No.
And I'm getting beyond sick and tired of people not being held accountable, people in power getting away with horrible shit. And it's triggering. It's very triggering. I think for me, it's triggered a lot of thoughts, a lot of past, I guess, trauma. I don't know. It's just not a good feeling.
No.
It's like in my stomach, it doesn't feel good. In my heart, it doesn't feel good. I don't understand. They're saying that there was too many women who came forward. And I'm like, that should scare you.
They're saying something about some of the women that testified. It wasn't, you know, I think in line with whatever charges. But at the end of the day, it happened. It happened to all of these women. And
one thing I got to tell you is, for people who are like, oh, this woman or this person's just saying it to just tag along to get money to do this or whatever, bull fucking shit. Because in my personal experience, in my own personal life, and people around me are not famous, they don't have things in power, they don't have money, then nothing. It has happened to every single person, woman that I've associated myself with in some sort of relationship. To hear people that I care about have to go through it, but it's like, okay, we've all gone through it. That's the whole thing. It's like, okay, we've gone, like, that should help our cases for it to not keep happening. For people to actually get in trouble, like I said, my mom a thing, where I can't remember where it was, but this person essayed somebody, and the judge, and I think it was like for the first time in a while or first time ever, where they are getting castrated and they will be serving a life sentence. And I go, yep, why can't that? That is literally you. People out there need to really understand how much this affects these survivors for the rest of their lives. And so for the people who just either go in there to serve a few months, or they're on probation, or if they're da-da-da-da, it's not fucking enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. And there also should not be a limit or whatever for when women or anybody can come forward about a situation. There shouldn't be a cap. There should just be, when they're ready, they should be able to come forward.
This is triggering for me in so many different ways. Sometimes I don't even know how to feel, okay? And I am a survivor, and I've, you know, vocally, you know, come forward about that. And, you know, did my part here in Oregon, wrote and, you know, tried to, you know, do my part here. But here's the thing. Over and over and over again, women have
Dude,
it's just a struggle for...
It's so exhausting. It's so defeating. It's so exhausting. Mm-hmm. Time and time again, how over and over... It's like women's rights are always constantly being attacked. Like, when is it going to stop?
Right.
They're after our bodily autonomy. They're after... It's just like... We're like a constant target. And why isn't anybody protecting us?
And this goes to the children.
Yes.
I mean,
for God fucking damn it, dude. There's
Portland.
Portland.
Have a little bone to pick with you.
Oh, so there's so much to unpack there.
Portland Public Schools.
So much to unpack there.
When a survivor comes forward, mm-hmm. and talks, when a child comes forward and talks, and you don't get anywhere,
you don't do anything,
you know, those that are in charge, you know, they're, number one, the punishment is not happening. Number two, they're just getting off. Look at Bill Cosby. Look at, you know.
Dude,
I'm having so much PTSD over
gonna
this.
Gonna give you this scenario because I wanted to throw up. Like, it is super disturbing. So I'm gonna, like, heads up. It has to deal with children. Oh,
they don't care about us survivors.
Right.
So why should we care about?
I'm talking about survivors who have a hard time hearing things.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is for those who have a hard time hearing about child abuse type things. So if you can't handle it, maybe skip until you kind of hear towards the end. So here in Portland Public Schools, us public weren't aware of this until this year, but this happened a year ago. A year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are just now finding out that there was a young girl who is the same age as one of my children, had been harassed and assayed more than once, more than twice, and then ultimately led to them being, I don't know how to abbreviate this, but being... are graped. I don't know how to abbreviate that, but being
the R word.
I don't know. And with us it was hard. I think we saw that and we couldn't read for it for a second, but then we investigated more about it,
mm-hmm.
and more looking into it. It was before the worst of the worst happened. They came forward multiple occasions with what was happening, and these boys were put on a behavioral thingy, whatever. And then it was just like they were basically on watched, and then they'd had to be in separate times of lunches, and it was different. It was stupid fucking bullshit.
Right.
Where. The moment that young child went forward, you should have gone to the fucking police, mm-hmm. gone to the cops, gone to the, like, what the fuck? You are mandatory reporters. That was your guys' duty and job to report that, and you didn't. And then finding out that it was a repetitive thing, and then you guys also didn't tell the parent. Oh, like... y'all are in some deep shit. Like, I'm pissed. Like, I'm so fucking pissed. And then to come to find out that those children got to keep going to that school, and it was basically forced that child who that had that happen had to move away and go to a different school because you guys didn't do a damn fucking thing. And now they're suing them and being able to have, but like, you don't understand how much trauma that child had to fucking go through. And that sticks, mm-hmm. with a person. Mm-hmm. Oh, it gets me going, dude.
Mm-hmm. And then not only that, but in our state, there is no support for mental illness. No. So, I mean, that's a whole different subject.
You know? If you need to get in to get help or talk to anybody, it takes fucking a year.
So here we go. This is this month is SA Awareness Month. This is Awareness Month. And look at what is happening.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. And I really want people to be like paying attention to it. Because I know that there's like all these other distractions. But it's like, don't forget. Like, we really need to stay on top of these shit. Like.
So our new slogan is get off me.
Get off me.
Get off me.
I mean, I was really pissed off. And it didn't get. We didn't get there first. It kind of trickled. We had to get some anger out. I was just like, can we just say fuck you? Because, like, I'm fucking pissed. And, like, at this point, and anybody who has been long listeners with us, with me, they know where I stand on men. At this point, men, don't look at me. Don't fucking look at me. I don't like you. I already have the men in my life that I need. I don't fucking like you. Don't look at me. Don't smile at me. I'm not going to smile at you back. I'm just fucking done. So I think with what was happening locally within here, if you're in Oregon, you know, if you just have a phone and go on social media, you know what's been going around here in Washington and Oregon. It's not good shit. It's really fucked up. So I think it's just like, and then like to also stop and having to process and think like, oh, this is an election year. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to that. It's an election year. Pay attention.
You got the ditty. You got the ditty. You have the ditty that is like just on the same level as Epstein, you know.
Or worse.
Or worse.
Or who knows.
Or maybe the same or maybe
together.
Together. We don't know.
Because upon investigation with that, like, there was some connection with the Maxwell and Diddy. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, but, like, that's just that.
Allegedly, but
the stuff literally here locally, though, here in Oregon is just like, what the fuck?
Yep.
It's
so hard. And we haven't really done a podcast. We haven't done a podcast.
Because it's been a lot to process all this stuff.
It's been a lot to process. But, you know, I have not felt good.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I was trying to feel better.
Well, yeah, personal life shit. There's just so much going on.
So much going on. And with me just trying to feel better.
Yeah.
You know, and me, you know, I've been having to be at the hospital almost every weekend except for last weekend.
Well, and that's why sometimes
I took a break and I wasn't here.
We may not be on top of every news topic or what's going on, but like. That's why we were like really thrown off guard for the overturn for Weinstein. We're like, what the fuck? How the fuck that happened? We didn't know that was on the board. Why wasn't that more pushed in the media? Like, why didn't we know that that was happening that day? I just feel like there wasn't a lot of coverage on it for some reason. And then there was tons of coverage once it was overturned. And I was like, the fuck?
But we didn't even know.
And like, I remember the day it happened, me and you had just talked. And then it was like, you're like, okay, I got to get some shit done at work. And I had to get some shit done when, cause like in between my time of doing stuff with the kids. And then it was like hour later. And then I'm like, well, pow, like hit me. And I'm like, and I'm like telling you and you're like, nope, didn't hear about that. And then we were reading more on it. And then I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just making a very hard time for anybody to come forward.
This is going to probably set us back, you know, and that's exactly what people want.
Well, like we first like fucking Cosby got away with it and then we got fucking, I mean, I'm going to just say it like Epstein got away because he fucking is dead or whatever. And then you got fucking Weinstein. And I'm just like, rotten fucking hell. All y'all fucking rotten hell.
But half the time, the situation is a lot of times these people do these awful things and they SA human beings and they just
walk.
They walk. And it's a pattern.
I mean, I think it was pretty telling when that college student who did the Brock whatever guy, he assaulted and he got away with it. He literally got away with it because he was a rich white boy. So again, reminder, do not look at me.
We have to change. I mean, so why are women emotional? Why are we the way that we are? I think, you know.
But this is the whole thing, is I think every single person is emotional. It is how society has adapted us into our positions. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I got to say. Like, it's literally how society has pushed us into positions, because I think men, women, we all have emotions. That's what we got to get on board. We all have emotions. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel angry. We also need to allow those things. We can't shut them down because trust, been there, don't do that. You know, cyclic vomiting over here. Can't fucking just hold it back.
Yeah.
So, like... Like I said in the beginning, I'm more than pissed off. I think the term is enraged, and like,
we are pissed off.
I think we said in the beginning of this year, we typically try to be like a positive source. We usually are happily bubbly, like light, but
I feel like we've been beaten down.
Yes. And with the things that's going on, it's just like I said, saying enough is enough isn't enough anymore. No. Like, it, like, shit needs to stop.
Yeah.
And it's like, get off me.
Get off me.
Get off me.
Hashtag get off me.
Yeah.
Get off me. Hey, hashtag get off me.
Literally thinking about that meaning of it, of get off me, that the, like, verbiage of, like, like physically, like, get the fuck off me. And knowing how many people have said that and that hasn't been respected.
Right.
So that just makes it even more powerful. And yeah. Like, so it's like, get the fuck off me.
So by the time this show airs, we're going to have merch of get off me. Hashtag get off me.
And
let's tell your story.
And if, we have other merch that has some, I guess, relation to it. Don't bitch about it, be about it. So it's like, if y'all feel passionately about something, you say a lot about it, put action behind it, put do something about it. Like, don't just sit there and bitch about it. Yeah. So it's don't bitch about it, be about it. So like, that's also relevant. We're going to also have the new merch. Yep.
And we're going to do some tie-dye merch in there. And that'll be that one as get off me.
I mean, you could only imagine, like, and then, like, it's also tied into, like, suicide awareness. You're pushing these people to, like, to no end, dude.
Yeah.
So also keep that in mind. And so I'm going to just show you. Mine, one that I'm wearing, is for suicide awareness. Semicolon means continuation of life. So if you didn't hear that, that means it's a semicolon. It's a continuation of life. So actually this past month, I actually told you, I've been trying to wear more of our merch that has been having those representations of those powerful things. And
we have my dog over here who's whining.
Yeah. I mean, she's a woman. She's pissed off too.
She's pissed too.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, get the fuck.
Well, because I think when the day it happened, like, our men were coming home and me and you were just pissed off on it. Mm-hmm. And so she got to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And so I think she's pissed off with us. So she's hearing it, you know. Yeah. So that's what you're hearing. She's pissed off too.
Intentious.
Yeah. So keep all that shit in mind. And we cannot push this under the radar. We cannot. We got to keep this afloat. Like.
Every single week, we need to build this up. We need to make that go viral because, you know,
literally, like, the whole get off me is like, get off my body. Like, don't fucking, like, my bodily autonomy. Don't touch me. Let me be in control of my fucking body. My body, my choice. So there's that slogan, but it's get the fuck off me.
Yeah, just get off me.
Yeah, we can't say that. We're not going to do the F word in it. We're
get just, off get me. Get off me. Yeah, just get off me.
But like when you're pissed, get the fuck off me. Yeah, so.
Well, if we just say get off me, younger kids can say
exactly, it. Exactly. And that's the whole thing is that's the sad reality of it is it affects the younger generation a lot.
And here we have to sit here today and talk about how, you know, the younger females have to deal with that.
And that's so much mm-hmm. to think about that young child that had to deal mm-hmm. with that alone. Oh my God. Ugh, yeah, that just, because like, I think a lot of people, this is a lot of people's headspace. They're like, until it happens to me. I'm not that person. I really like dive into it and I'm like, oh my God, this child is the same age as my child. This easily could have happened to my child. But I also educate my child and you as well. We are strong women who educate them, and I know my child's a spitfire.
She is.
She'll mess somebody up.
Jewel was a spitfire too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Then trauma got to me and then beat me down. Yeah.
So my fit today is a CT scan. Whoop. This is my fit. It couldn't have any metal.
Doctor's taking advantage of them.
So this is my fun fit this is my CT scan.
And mine is like, I've been wanting to represent these powerful things because fuck man, I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
So that's mine is fuck everybody.
Okay.
Sorry. My attitude's just not. I know. See, I tried giving everybody a warning. Well, no, like literally, guys, off fucking topic. Two times. One yesterday, one time today. What the fuck is up with these people fucking speeding and getting super close and like hit like yesterday?
Saw the light there twice. For us.
Twice, mom. Twice. Yesterday, so big ass truck.
So she and I'm down low. Okay. It's been a minute, guys. Okay, you know I haven't been. I've been feeling good, but she has been feeling good, and
I've been taking care of people.
She's been taking care of people, but she goes into the doctor, right?
Oh my fucking God, guys! Why are you bringing that up? You know, and I tried to shove that shit down.
Well, because this is how this happened.
True.
So she goes into the doctor.
Yeah, guys, like health update.
And so all of a sudden, her freaking blood sugar dropped
to a critical level,
and they're trying to call her
at night. It's fucking like 8 o'clock at night.
She's missing 9 o'clock. Call.
It was said no caller ID.
Anyways, but she's been feeling good. Aside from, you know, the doctor's freaking her out on this. So now she's got to poke her. Long story short, I had to take her to the pharmacy to go get this kit so she can like prick herself and draw her blood, you know, tap it on there, the glucose things to make sure. So, you know, when it gets to the critical level, they're saying go to the hospital. Of course, they say that on aseclet vomiting. That's not really what the hospital really wants to take care of, you know.
And
they got their own agenda, apparently.
If you out there have cyclic vomiting and you are like, yeah, fuck the hospital. I ain't going to the hospital. I'll just put some sugar in my body.
Yeah, but that's dangerous, guys. You with cyclic vomiting, you have to go to the hospital.
I know.
And I will tell you, you have to go to the hospital.
My poor friend is in the hospital right now with cyclic vomiting.
Yeah.
For the third time.
Yeah. And one of Jackson's team people have
cyclic vomiting. And they were dealing with it last week as well. Oh my gosh, my peeps. And it's like so weird to me because like it would, this year I've had a good year. But before that, like it hits hard. So I'm like really lucky right now, but it's kind of weird to just
and
be on the other side.
She's been dealing with some shit too, so it's like, you know.
Yeah, no, life has not been easy.
No.
It's been stressful.
No.
But I think I have a lot of good support
people
around
me. Long story short, I'm driving her. driving her happy ass because she's like, will you take me out or anything? Because she's which, she was pause, taking me.
We need to get dash cams for our cars. We just haven't yet. We need to.
Yeah, so that way we can insert those bitches right up in here.
So you see.
So we go, whew, look at that. Look at that.
It's insane how it happened twice, though. Okay, but yeah, we're driving and we're going to go get dinner from getting my prescription or the kit. Oh my fucking God.
This J.A. decided.
You can't say jackass?
Oh, I think you can.
But it's, you know, J.A.
You can't say other things, which is so stupid because, you know, oh, that's what it is.
I know.
But if we coward. Say it, you know, they're going to go, oh, we got to flick them aside because, you know, they said
so
it.
So scared of the word, but they won't protect it. Anyways.
Nope. Yep. Won't protect that bitch.
So. Fucking hey, I hear her go like fucking get, and like she's like slowing down because fucking big ass truck ain't no, and he's like and like barely, I'm pretty sure almost touched my mom's car, and then you know today we're going to do our little errand running, fucking same thing but in this sportsy car. I was like, are you fucking shitting me? And he kept doing it too. But the truck, I was going like this, and I was like, I hope you see this, because they just got right in front of us. They didn't get very fucking far, so I was like, hope you saw that. And get fucked. I am not one to mess with right now. Like, I'm gonna put that out there. And then I got my mom, and then I got my best friend. She'll fuck you up. I know my, and if she's listening, she knows she will.
So, and she's seen some shit lately.
Yeah, poor thing. Oh my God. And her husband.
Well, so have you.
Yeah, you know, it's okay.
But, you know, we don't get mental health over here and. In Oregon. What is my dog got? What has she got?
I don't know.
You don't know. We weren't going to edit this, Loon. We weren't going to edit this. Aww. Don't you feel like that? Don't you want to just feel like, see, that's that the sometimes? Thing.
I was just telling her. I was like, if we acted like dogs or children, we would get arrested. Openly. Like, if we openly were like, we were just like, like fucking just grunting all the time out. Like,
yeah.
Barked. Or whined out in public at like the store or something. But my kids don't do that, so I don't know what that's
okay,
like.
Okay, I'm gonna let her out.
Okay. Quick. I'll keep them busy. No, literally. But it's like, you know, if like we got to flare our arms around and like got to do it. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's just not fair. I always think it's funny when you watch the videos of the dog owners who match the dog's energy in the window. Like, who the fuck are we barking at? We're barking at.
Well, I feel like our dogs are used to be humans.
So used to be humans. For one, that one stands like a human. Stands like a human. And then my dog acts like a fucking human. Like, literally talks and watches TV. And he opens fucking doors. If she would, too, if she could.
I got something really cool. I got to figure it out.
Oh, she's so excited.
But I got to figure it out.
It's a, I don't know what they're called, but it's like the thing where like the rain goes through it and it makes it like flip. It each has like its layer.
So some places over here in Oregon, you can't collect rainwater.
You can only collect a certain amount.
It's a nay-nay. It's a nay-nay.
It depends on your county.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a gray zone over here. And you okay?
Sorry, we're not ladylike here.
I wasn't going to edit, remember?
Yeah, I know. We're not ladylike, remember?
Oh, my gosh. Check her out.
What? It's bodily fluids. It's natural.
Well, at least you weren't farting or anything. Remember that time? Remember that time we had Jesse on and... and we were like trying to like, it was before we knew the sound, and it was like very in the beginning, and we were like in a box, and
oh my God,
he's
yeah.
like, and he's like, are you guys in two different rooms? And he's like doing all that thing, and we're like, no, we're in the same room. If one of us farts, everything's gonna fall over. And he's like fucking dying.
Yeah,
I gotta find that clip.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, we used to have to be like this, and we're like, hello.
Yeah. That was because we were just trying to do, it was before video, like, it was just sound.
Yeah, we weren't doing.
I mean, we could see people on our show.
We were just doing sound.
Yeah, yeah. We just recently started doing video, because you guys were like, we want to see your faces. And we're like, nah, you don't really want to see our faces. Well,
and we've just learned to not give a fuck. So we're just like, okay.
I don't give a.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Who else is exhausted? Who else is like, this is just April?
I know.
You know? Like, it's just April, you know? Like, what happened?
Yeah. Don't forget, guys, if you're we're in debt. Don't forget.
We're in debt. Don't forget.
If you guys are original.
But yeah, we're spending all these money. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Didn't mean to. I wasn't going there. Sorry. Sorry. It's essay month.
I know. We're trying to stay on topic. But I really like, don't forget like of the shit. Like, don't just push it under the radar kind of thing. Like, don't forget that it's a problem that needs attention, and we cannot just bury it. We have to bring it to light. We need to make change. There should not be like fucking. Stop harassing women. Stop assaulting women. Stop. Fuck. Stop. Fucking stop.
Just stop. Just stop.
Get off me.
Get off me. So we're going to do hashtag. Let's vote. Should we do hashtag? Get off me.
I mean, I think it's just straight up get off me.
Get off me.
I mean, you can make it a hashtag, but I think. I guess just our slogan, just say, get off me. That's what it's called. Is that a slogan?
So whatever happened to protecting women and children? Whatever happened to that?
I got one of those,
I feel like that never really existed.
No. It was always for the benefit of men.
It's just like, you know, oh, okay.
All benefit of men. There was this circle of people, and they were having like a topic, and they all have different viewpoints. Like, they're all different. Like, you got like left people, right people, whatever. They're just different viewpoints. And this guy is going on a spiel, and he's like, such and such, like, men have to do the work, and this is how it's set up, and da 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 for society, and da 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 da. And the woman turns and goes, who set that up? You, bitch. You men set that bitch up. Like, so. If you like, and it, because they were like talking about how like, oh, they're not allowed to do this. They're supposed to be tough. They're supposed to be blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you motherfuckers said that. Yeah. You guys did that. I know how I am in my relationship. I'm like, feel, bitch. Tell me how you're feeling. Cry. Tell me you're mad. Like, tell me your feelings. I'm not sitting there like, oh my God, you're crying. You're such a little bitch for crying. No, I think like feelings are feelings. Anybody, whoever the fuck you are, we need to stop that fucking stupid sexist societal fucking norm shit. Like, fucking, we're allowed to feel. Everybody's allowed to feel. We're humans. Men, sure. Women, we're all supposed to be tough. We're all supposed to be able to feel. We're all supposed to be able to feel these feelers.
Say it, girl.
Fuck, like, I'm so sick of it. Because, like, in some ways, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm tough in this way. My mom's tough in better ways than that. We're both women, but we're tough in different ways. And then, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I think when you get the gist of it, it's like, we need to stop that fucking shit.
We do need to stop that shit. Who missed us?
And I think, I don't think, I know, I really need these parents out here to be raising some good fucking kids and be setting good examples and stop fucking them up. I see too many of y'all fucking these precious kids who don't deserve this shit. Y'all are fucking it up. I know it's off topic, but that also it's all tied together. It's all tied together.
Do you guys remember when we had Emma on the show and we asked her and we said, you know, hey, let's listen to our kids. Let's listen to our kids and what they're saying. Especially, we had her on the show right after the school shootings. And,
And just so you know,
You know how many times she's been in lockdown since then?
And there's stores close to us where situations have happened, mall stuff. It's just, you know. I mean, I think one thing that we wanted to stress and that we haven't said yet is I know we're trying to be all independent a lot, but I don't think we need to be alone right now. I think buddy system, as many people as you can have together with you, this is just my personal, but it's just like, there's so much going on. I think staying together as a group and not being alone just for safety, I think it's just key.
It sucks because you can't just go take a walk by yourself anymore, you know?
I mean, and I know that there's some people who move away from like family and all that, but just make sure you have people close to you, a friend, or if you do trust like a neighbor or whatever and be like, hey, okay, maybe do you guys want to like tag along, go to the store together? Like, I have people who I may not be like super friends with, but I'm associated with at like my children's school. And it's just like, make sure you're just always, I don't know. It's just a scary place out here. And also teaching your children those skills of stranger danger, what to look out for.
Stranger danger. We need situational to bring things. That back. Yeah. Stranger danger, full circle.
I think having age-appropriate topics that is like mental health, not like going to like fuck them up, but like in their age range of like talking about situational stuff. Like, for example, these are things that like I ask that I think is age-appropriate for my child. I would be like, okay, so someone comes to the school or somebody come, whatever, like you're outside or comes up to the fence or so, whatever, is like, oh, I know your mom or I know your dad, come with me, or like that kind of like persuasion. What do? She goes, scream and run away. And I go, yep. And then I go, okay. And then this, because like I feel like this isn't a common thing, like it's always like for stranger danger stuff, but I was like, okay, what if somebody at school gives you candy, or a stranger gives you candy or a piece of food or whatever? What are you going to do with that? Like, and if it's somebody that's not really like a trusted like friend, I guess. And she goes, throw it away, not eat it. And she goes, she does. She typically, unless it's from the teacher, she'll bring home what she gets and she'll put it in her bag. And then she typically shows me. But I think like certain topics, like, I think you need to have them frequently.
Yeah, and it's not like just, you know, back in the day when it was mine, like, you know, stranger danger, but there's
you can't just say stranger danger. You gotta like,
there's, you gotta teach,
because, like, in storylines, I guess,
because they're lacing things now. They're putting, you know, drugs.
That's exactly why I did the candy thing.
So,
and but this is the thing, is we also teach that candy rule during, you know, the Halloween time, during like all of that, during Christmas time, being aware of like those things, because unfortunately bad people take advantage of those times of year.
And, you know, even at the grocery store, if they're trying to like, you know, lure, they're putting like it in money and putting, you know, the drug in there.
Something that was new here in the Pacific Northwest is that they will put, I believe it's fentanyl.
It's a powder.
And it's powder fentanyl, and it's on the bills, and these people are picking these bills up, or maybe it's like something, I don't know. It's mainly money. And they're touching their fingers, so they touch their face, they touch, and it's like they're passing the fuck out, and like some people have died from it. It's just always having that situational awareness. Again, I strongly and I don't like it. Don't leave your kids alone. There's too many people that just trust. Like, I get it, but like, I don't get it. But like, there's some people that come try to hang out with Emma and they're walking alone and they don't have their parents. And I don't even have their parents, like, contact information. So it's like, it's like an unsettling feeling. And I'm like, I wouldn't do it with my kid. I know not everybody does the same thing, but like, dude, those are the same people who get onto the news after their kid gets taken. And it's like, I have my eyes on them. I don't know how this could happen. And it's like, because you didn't have your eyes on them, you turned your whatever, you did this. And it's like, I hear where it's like, okay, some kids get left home alone. And I'm like, fuck that. My kids are not being, I know I sound paranoid, but it's like, no, like, there's too much bad, fucked up shit happening.
So here in the Pacific Northwest,
my kids also don't get to do sleepovers.
No.
No sleepovers.
I did that with you.
Yep.
For a reason.
Yep.
Here in the Pacific Northwest, recently, there are several businesses that the legal system came down on them because of S trafficking. And that was here. A couple of them were here. One of them was over in Beaverton, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Big time in Beaverton. And then Gresham.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's some up north in Washington that got recently.
There was a few, not a lot, but there was some that were in the beachy area. Yes. And like the coast area as well, mm-hmm. like Seaside and stuff.
So that just recently came out, and you know, I'm not going to turn my eye, and I want to pay attention, because this is one thing that people will go, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, and then they will forget about it, and they go about their normal everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And
then they cling on to something else.
Yes.
That's not even important.
Mm-hmm. And one instance is what happened in Hawaii, right?
Well, yeah. To go back into, because I totally forgot about this situation, but the one in Seattle where the Navy person who was in the Navy for so long or whatever, was meeting up to try to have sex with a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old. Oh my god. And then actually got met by the popo, and then there was some stuff that transpired, and then like he got shot and dead. So I'm like,
then, you know, of course, just recently this week we had
we went fucking viral.
We had, you know, the cop that, you know, got,
okay, so before that in line order. Let's do this in order.
In order.
Not in technically order. Here in Oregon, but Vancouver, which is very close to us. There was a young 4-year-old boy who was found dead off of the freeway. And then upon more investigation, unsettling shit came out about this mother. For one,
it was awful.
There's stuff that was all before there that, like, we did hear about. And then I think to hear this other part this last week was, like, really fucked up. So, like, she was just, like, passing this fucking kid around. And, like, then she was told she was going to AA or whatever. It was just a story. She was lying. It came out this last week that this fucking psychopath fucking bitch stabbed her little baby 41 times. You're an animal. Like, that, you're not human. You're garbage. That person does not deserve, my opinion, not sorry, don't deserve to live. You fucking stabbed a little body 41 fucking times. That's unsettling to me. That makes me, so all this stuff that keeps happening here around here is just so unsettling and making me sick. And then the freaking Weinstein thing happened and it's like, bleh. But then, okay, after that, you have, in Hillsborough, I found it off of TikTok, and I'm really pissed off that they're trying to, they did ban it, motherfuckers. They did, they're getting it banned, motherfuckers. That, and I get my news. You see a Ring footage of a person, a woman getting grabbed and then screaming, help, 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 help me, help me, help me. And like, we were like, what the fuck? Help her. Like, what the fuck? Who was that? And then we find out the situation. The person gets arrested. So we know that they got arrested. Okay. Then, fuck, man, the next day, actually, maybe that night, maybe it was that night or the next following night, Amber Alert, 11 o'clock at night, all of our phone off, going off, all of us in Sivnora, we're like, the fuck, man, Amber Alert, Amber Alert. Thank goodness for vigilant people, because throughout that day, they were able to identify certain locations where this person was located. And all we knew at first, it was like Amber Alert. All we know is this young boy was taken and he's with his father. Then shit's unfolding. Oh, we're finding dead bodies. There's a dead body at an elementary school. There's a dead body at this person's house. And it ended up being ex-wife's body was at the school. And one of her children witnessed it. Then the ex-girlfriend, or not ex-girlfriend, current girlfriend, who's underage, and he impregnated, and the child that he had is that child that he had with that 17-year-old, younger at the time. Oh my God. When you get into it, it's really disturbing. And then it's like breaking down, and it's like, okay, they spotted him here in Portland. Okay, they spotted him here in this, blah, blah, blah. Police chase. Okay, they fight. So they get to him. There's this first initial trying to stop him, and then there's gunfire that transpires, and da da da. He gets away, gets the fuck away. And then I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. He should know this. He's hitting prime time traffic time. You ain't getting nowhere, bitch. So like, he hit it, and like, he got to where, Salem or Eugene?
He was north of Eugene.
Yeah, north of Eugene. And I mean, everybody and their fucking mother fucking got it on video.
Well, yeah, he unalived himself.
He did. He ended up shooting himself, but he, I don't think, was dead on arrival. Like, I think he had to, like, he was like, fine for that. But he shot himself.
And
but the only thing that I think all of it, we're like, is the baby okay? And the baby appeared to be okay.
Yeah, the baby's okay. He decided he was going to leave it without any parents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's a selfish piece of crud.
But honestly, though, maybe for the better, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy was,
he's crazy. I mean, the shit that they were
he was like under the scum.
Well, the shit that they were unraveling with him, with his previous stuff of him, I'm like, it's disgusting, and it's creepy, and it's grimy. And then I don't know how the fuck he was, had the way he was, and okay, she was 17 at the time. But she was younger. She was like 14, 15 when they were together. Even younger, maybe. I don't even know. It's just, I think, yeah, it's just fucked
up. Girl, I don't know what kind of simulation that we're in, but we need to, like, we need to veer the course.
We need to reset.
Like, what happened? Like, how do you reboot? You know, like, is there a reboot? Like, can we reboot it?
You
know
when, like, your power goes out and your circuits and you just press the reset, like, button?
Did something get crossed? Because I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know.
Well, hope you guys didn't miss us too much.
I mean, this is just one of many that is pissing us off right now. But this is a thing that is, like, really on the top everybody of our
needs,
list.
No, seriously. Everybody needs to step up. Yes. And do you really care about these issues?
Community, guys. Yeah. Community. We really got to stick the fuck together. Reminder. Every episode, I say this every single time, there's more of us than there are of them. We need to stand together. We need to stick together. And
get off me.
Guys, we are already shaking them in their boots. We're already scaring them. That's why they're taking TikTok away.
They want to take TikTok away.
That's why they're doing that. They're trying to censor us. They don't want us to know. We know too much.
Yep. I mean, they got us being idiots going, not even saying words anymore because they're censoring us so much.
It's so fucking bullshit.
And they're like, oh, if they say that, they're not going to get this.
It's the shots bullshit because you guys are so afraid to say the shit, but you guys won't protect it. Cowards. Right. Do better. If we do say better. It,
then guess what happens? You guys won't get the message.
I think just keep shoving it in people's faces. Don't shut up. Do not shut up. As much as people will try to minimize you and tell you to be quiet, don't be quiet. Stay loud. I really think, I mean, with enough of us, we can do it. And we already, with a lot of these other issues, we're scaring the fuck out of them. And that's good. And need to get all these old fucks out, dude. They're fuck like that. The reason how the Weinstein thing happened is because we didn't even get to say.
Like, how does that happen?
The Supreme Court justice was like, oh, you know, he didn't get a fair trial. Fuck you. He doesn't deserve a fair fucking trial.
Okay,
the
thing.
Oh, gosh. See, I think we were about to end it because we're like to an hour and then I'm just pissed off again. God damn it. I just thought about it.
So I guess this is what's going to happen. Okay. If you got to have a fair trial and we already know you did it, let's lift up just like, you know, they do and snip, 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 snip.
No, seriously. I think, okay. So I know people are like, oh, it's taken too far. It's because that's where you guys adapted us to society. But, you know, back in the day, they chopped people's heads off. They fucking did it medieval times, you know. So I don't think it's too harsh. And again, we need to take away fucking male enhancements. No, fuck you, fuck. Like, you're trying to take away our birth control. You're trying to take our bodily autonomy. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, because here's what the thing is that you're not hearing, and I'm going to try and say it really quick before we leave.
I know, we're
pissed They off. Are, not only are they,
I know, take a breath.
Not only are they drugging women, they are turning around and taking the male enhancement so they can stay, you know, uppity up there. So here's the thing. Maybe the up thing shouldn't be happening, right? Just thought.
No, if you guys are trying to control so much of our shit, fuck you. Control your shit, you That's fucking right. fuck. God, this is again, think about this. How many times? How many times? How many times can a man impregnate a woman? And how many times can a woman be pregnant in a year? Think about that. Think about that.
Until next time. I'm Sarah.
I'm Jewel.
Peace. Our show is produced by us. Our theme song is by Comeback Karma. Don't forget to like and subscribe.